Next, Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today we're out on Lake Maury in Fairlie to talk with some ice fishermen and learn what lies beneath the ice.
This is the third time I've ever skated in my life, and you are already laughing at me.
I am. Are you nervous about the thickness of the ice?
I'm extremely nervous.
Well, there's a couple feet of ice here. There's even cars out on the ice because it's February in Vermont and it's pond hockey time.
And we are standing on Lake Maury, and it's a beautiful day. It's just starting to snow a little bit.
There's about 20 teams in a pond hockey tournament on one end of the lake, and we're about to head out on one of the, if not the world's longest, ice skating track. There's action on top of the ice.
Oh, but it's nothing like what's going on underneath the ice.
And we're going to hit both of them.
Yep.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. We're biologists from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
Let's hit it.
All right, let's go.
Do you think you can skate out to those two cars we see out there?
Yeah, I think I can make it that far. What's going on out
those
there?
Those guys are fishing. Let's go out and see what they're catching.
Look at all this.
Got them all over the place.
Oh, man.
I know. It's a stellar day.
Hi, what's your name?
Paul Zega.
Paul Zega.
Mike Chafee.
We didn't know you were raking them in.
Today it did.
Well, tell us what kind of fish those are.
Perch.
Perch?
Yeah.
Anything besides perch today?
No.
So are you down near the bottom?
All the way to the bottom.
All the way to the bottom, where it's probably the warmest water, huh? Oh, man, look at that.
Very nice.
These guys are beautiful.
I love perch.
Beautiful fins, bright orange fins.
Look how red the gills are.
Yeah. And they've got a really spiky dorsal fin, too.
You guys ever get freaked out having your car out here, or not really?
More about getting stuck than going through the ice.
Tell me how often you come out here and fish.
Every other weekend or so. As soon as the ice gets thick enough to get on, and until the spring thaw starts, it slows up a little bit. But.
So the further in the winter you get, the fewer fish you catch.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely if you're fishing with traps. But we're jigging today, so it's a little better anyway. But
okay, for the uninitiated, what's jigging?
Jigging is with a pole, and then with a trap or a tip up, you set a bait and set it down, and then it trips a flag. It's a trap of sorts.
Yep. And then you pull it up.
You bring it in by hand.
And you said you're fishing all the way at the bottom.
Yep.
I do got one. I got one. No, you don't.
Oh,
got
that's
one.
Nice.
They're all beautiful.
Definitely a good day. Yeah, one of the best.
Hell, thanks a lot, guys, man.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, cool.
So here's the cool thing, Sarah. They're catching these fish near the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's where the warm water is, right?
Well, comparatively warm, right? It's roughly 39 degrees down there at the bottom.
And how do you know that?
Well, so before we get into the ecology of the fish and all that, we do need to talk a little bit about chemistry of it, right?
All right, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I know this is not your favorite
no,
part.
Go ahead.
But okay, let's talk a little bit about stratification and oxygen levels. And in a lot of temperate lakes and ponds in this area, they'll undergo something called inverse stratification.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here it comes. You ready?
Yeah.
So you know how in the summertime when you dive into a lake, the water starts to get cooler and cooler the further down you dive?
I've gone into this lake before, and it gets cold fast.
Right. So in the wintertime, it's kind of opposite from that, which is why we call it inverse stratification. Water is at its most dense at about 39 degrees Fahrenheit. So what that means is as water heats or cools away from that temperature, it becomes less and less dense. So in the fall, as the air starts to cool around the water, that top layer of water on a lake is going to cool down closer and closer and closer to 39 degrees. And then when it gets to 39 degrees, boom, it's going to sink down to the bottom of the lake. And then that's going to continue to happen over and over and over again. All that top water cooling down to 39 degrees and sinking to the bottom of the lake.
But wait, how do you get the ice on top?
Oh, but wait. Until at some point, almost all of the lake is going to be roughly 39 degrees Fahrenheit. It starts to get down to 32 degrees because the air around it is still cooling, right? Because we're into wintertime now. And then when it gets to 32 degrees, what happens?
Freezes.
Right. It freezes solid.
That part I know.
But this is the coolest part of it. As it's getting away from 39 degrees toward 32 degrees, it's becoming less and less dense, right? So when it forms that layer of ice on top, it's going to come to the surface because it is less dense than the 39-degree water underneath.
The ice floats? kind of deal?
Yeah,
the coldest water's on top?
Yeah, which is why we aren't skating on the bottom of Lake Maury.
And this is why those fish are clear at the bottom and they're using lead weights to get to them, because that's the warmest water.
Right.
And they are, quote-unquote, cold-blooded, right?
Right.
So that's why they're all at the bottom.
Yeah.
Plus, there's probably food at the bottom, too.
They're not real active this time of the year at the bottom, right?
Well, in the summertime, I think when they feed, it's something like 24 hours for them to digest their meal.
Yeah.
And now, it's this cold. If they're having a meal today, it could take them 7 days, a week, to digest their food. That's how slow they are in that water now.
Right, because they're sort of dormant in wintertime, yeah. Right?
They're kind chilling, of chilling, man. They're chilling.
They're chilling in the warm 39-degree water at the bottom of the lake. Oh, we got to talk about the oxygen depletion.
Why don't you do that when you're skating?
That's very funny. Yeah. What happens is, as soon as this layer of ice covers the lake is cut off from oxygen. And so whatever amount of oxygen was in the lake when that ice covered the lake, that's basically all the oxygen that's going to be in there for the rest of the winter until spring thaw. Well, what's happening underneath the ice? Fish are breathing, right?
Yeah.
Fish are using oxygen. Other critters that live there are using up the oxygen. Decomposition is using up the oxygen. So further and further we get into the winter, the less and less oxygen there is in a lake.
Sarah, let's make the hike back to the hockey game. Hey, you know, one of the things we didn't touch on that, you know, we ignored plants.
We did.
Which is the source of oxygen under there.
And it can be.
I've been swimming here in the...
Yeah, I just need us to slow down. I'm on skates and I'm not doing very well.
In the summertime when you swim here,
uh-huh.
There are plants all over the place. You swim through them and mm-hmm. It's a forest of plants underneath.
And they photosynthesize and they put oxygen in the water.
But as soon as this ice forms on top and then you get this foot of snow on top, it's dark.
Right.
And just like the deciduous forest around us on the hillsides here, they lose their leaves. They die back.
They're not getting any sun.
When this snow melts and this ice breaks up and the water warms up just a little bit and that sunlight starts penetrating, boom, just like the forest leafing out and flourishing, all the vegetation in the bottom of the lake is going to do the same thing.
And when the vegetation starts doing that, so does the rest of the life
exactly.
In the lake. The fish become more active, the turtles become more active.
Oxygen levels go back up.
Exactly. Everything starts moving like we're used to seeing when we swim around in this water in the summertime.
So there's a lot of similarities between what's going on underneath the ice and what's going on top here, too. All right, can you skate a little bit faster? Come on.
No, I'm gonna skate slowly.
Do you want me to carry
slowly
you?
Like a turtle.
You want me to carry you?
No, I got this.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio. Let's get off
Come
this
on,
ice.
Come on, let's go, let's go. Come on, run.
You can learn a lot more about ice, fish, and plants under the ice at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, Vermont, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.